Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Some of Mayor Johnson's most strident city council critics appear to be drawing a line in the sand over his plan for a reduced property tax increase in next year's budget. This story is new at 3. Channel 32 News was first to share a letter to the mayor from 14 aldermen, citing results of a survey that they commissioned, which they claim shows 78% of respondents would vote against any alder who voted for a property tax increase without prioritizing what they call right-sizing the city's budget. But the letter also notes that two-thirds of respondents would blame the mayor for a city government shutdown if no budget is approved by the end of next month. We're joined live on the newsline by analyst and longtime political reporter Mike Flannery. And Mike, we all know you've covered City Hall for a long time. Have you ever heard of any elected leaders seriously discussing the potentials of a government shutdown in Chicago? And is that a real possibility?
Well, it is a real possibility, Lisa, and the problem is the one you described. The mayor says he's not going to do layoffs. He's not inclined to the right sizing that so many taxpayers and some members of the council want. And the council's not going to go along with some of the tax proposals that he's proposing without that.
All right. The mayor has also said many times he won't negotiate his, quote, values and has resisted any calls for any layoffs. Now, if layoffs are a no-go and a property tax increase is a non-starter, what kind of options do we have left?
Well, eliminate other parts of the city budget. You saw that the mayor had eliminated hundreds of jobs in the police department that vacant positions. I think the people at City Hall say that the police department is down about 2,000 officers compared to where it was just a few years ago. The mayor's agreed now to add 162 of those positions back to comply with the police reform consent decree. How he's going to pay for that is not quite clear. That's likely to be $20 million or more, adding to this huge deficit. So that, in a public voter opinion survey, people were asked, one of the options was an 8 to 10% cut across the board. Well, you could certainly do that in personnel, but that would involve layoffs. people like that idea. That the mayor says no to layoffs, and it would also possibly not. It wouldn't be possible because some of the city budget is you couldn't cut because those are required expenditures. So it might be as high as 12% across the board in those agencies that could be cut. So this is a mess. For Christmas time, maybe even Christmas week to still see this hanging fire.
Stay tuned, as we say, in TV and radio.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Thanks, Mike, as always, for your analysis. Mike Flannery, thanks so much. In other news today, friends of a restaurant owner in the Chicago suburbs rallying around his loved ones following word of his death. Three days after a car hit him as he crossed an access road in Oswego.
49-year-old Matthew Verde died over the weekend after he was struck by a car Thursday. He owned Neat Kitchen and Bar in Westmont in Oswego. According to Oswego police, Verde was crossing the street on an access road near the Meyer store on Route 34 around 9:40 p.m. when he was hit by a Toyota Prius driven by a 17-year-old girl. He was taken to the hospital where he was put on life support before he died, according to a GoFundMe page started by friends. The page is currently raising money to cover upcoming arrangements and expenses. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And we've set up a link to that fundraising drive at WBBMNewsRadio.com. And in health news today, since September, at least five students at a high school on Chicago's north side have been diagnosed with whooping cough. Health officials say they're closely monitoring the situation at Lane Tech High School. The department has sent a community letter to the students, parents, and guardians with information about pertussis and how to stay safe. The city of Highland Park considering three locations for a permanent memorial to the victims of the 2022 Fourth of July parade shooting.
One of the locations is the Rose Garden next to City Hall, where the temporary memorial opened 2 years ago. A survey from a working group of city leaders asks people what qualities they want in a permanent site, such as privacy, access to transportation, central location, or security. The other two suggestions are Port Clinton Plaza and the southwest corner of Central and St. John's. The plaza is near where a gunman took the lives of seven people during the parade. The corner is where a temporary memorial grew to include thousands of handwritten notes draped from pillars covered in orange yarn. The survey is open through the end of January. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Former Chicago Mayor Harold Washington suffered a deadly heart attack on this day 37 years ago. Today, Chicagoans honored his life and career and contributions during an annual wreath-laying ceremony on the South Side.
At the grave of Harold Washington in Oakwood Cemetery, personal accounts of legacy and time spent with him, shared by aldermen, state lawmakers, activists, and faith leaders, along with talk of the future coming from those attending, some who never had the chance to meet Chicago's first black mayor.
For those of you that don't know me, my name is King Hutchinson, and I'm your future.
Dressed in a gray suit and black tie, Hutchinson is 11 years old and a sixth grader at Burnside Scholastic Academy.
I wasn't born when Harold Washington was elected mayor. I wasn't born when Barack Obama became the first African-American president of the United States. But I'm aware that Mayor Washington's leadership paved the way for that historic moment.
Hutchinson spoke on his ability to vote in just 7 years, having been unable to lend his vote to Vice President Kamala Harris in the 2024 election.
But I'm inspired by the progress we've made and the leaders who have come before me.
Remembering former Mayor Harold Washington and his commitment to the people of Chicago 37 years after his passing at the age of 65. On the South Side, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Chris Emma.
Lisa, they say after a bad loss that the sun comes out the next day. I don't think I've seen the sun in weeks on a Monday after a Bears game.
I think we feel like the weather today.
The
in
weather
many ways.
Meets the mood, for sure. The losing streak has reached 5, a stunning turn for the Bears. In the last month, they fell 30-27 in overtime to the Vikings. It's the third last play loss of this current slide. The Bears stand at 4-7, and their playoff hopes are all but gone. But the play of quarterback Caleb Williams Williams is an important development of this season. Williams threw for 340 yards and two touchdowns, making quite an impression on Vikings and the Vikings and head coach Kevin O'Connell.
Hell of a player. Keep going. Way to fight. Sucks that, you know, he said, sucks that, you know, got to go against him for a while. Or that he has to go against me for a while. But, you know, hell of a player. I'm excited to see me out there fighting and you know, leading these guys.
Williams led the Bears back from down 11 in the final 22 seconds. That comeback was aided by a rare successful onside kick and a game-tying field goal from Cairo Santos as time expired. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus fell to 14-31 overall and 5-18 in one-score games. It's a short week ahead for the Bears, who are back at House Hall today. They take on the Lions on Thanksgiving in Detroit. In news off the field, the Bears have reached a deal with the Village of Arlington Heights and local school districts over property tax certainty, that for the 326-acre Arlington Parkland. But the team said its focus for a new stadium remains in the city of Chicago. With sports at 16-46, I'm Chris Emma of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBB.
Police and Joliet investigating an incident last week involving an out-of-town priest and children.
It happened Thursday at Queen of Apostles Catholic Parish in Joliet, one of numerous churches involved with the national tour of a relic of St. Jude. Leaders of the Diocese of Joliet say at some point of the veneration, quote, an incident with the priest and some students was reported to have happened in our church. Joliet police were called and are reportedly investigating, though both the department and diocese stress all students are safe. It prompted Bishop Ronald Hicks to ask the priest to leave, cancel the relic's scheduled visit to two other parishes, and notify leaders with Treasures of the Church, the nonprofit behind the nationwide tour. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The owner of the Illinois Center office complex in the East Loop has been slapped with a massive foreclosure lawsuit. Crane's reports a venture led by AmTrust defaulted on its $260 million mortgage backed by the two-tower complex at 111 East Wacker and 233 North Michigan. The foreclosure lawsuit puts loan servicer LNR Partners in position to eventually seize control of the property if the lender and AmTrust can't reach a resolution on outstanding debt. President-elect Trump won two critical legal victories this afternoon without even stepping into a courtroom. The Justice Department says it's moving to dismiss its case based on allegations that the president-elect mishandled hundreds of classified documents after leaving the White House in 2021. And CBS News correspondent Matt Piper tells us special counsel Jack Smith has also filed a request to dismiss his 2020 election interference case against the president-elect.
The case stems from an alleged scheme to subvert the transfer of power after the 2020 election. In his six-page filing, Jack Smith says you cannot try or charge a president, calling it an undue burden to have a criminal prosecution. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson on what's next.
We're going to wait for Judge Chutkan, the trial court judge here, to say yes or no when it comes to this request to dismiss the case.
Smith also says they cannot hold the case for when Trump is done his presidential term in 2029, saying it has to be dismissed now. Matt Piper, CBS News.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.